Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
With global food prices up 40% on average since last summer, there's a new consensus among the leading nations that they should act together, not only to try and secure supplies, but to curb some of the causes of the volatility, not just in commodity trading, but on the streets, as essential foods become unaffordable for some. The G20 nations hope to calm food markets by agreeing greater transparency in how much dairy, grain, rice or other foodstuffs each country is producing.
Now, strong demand for farm food seemed likely to push up prices for years to come. But President Sarkozy also blames speculators for price hikes, which have fueled unrest in the Middle East and North Africa. But his demand for curbs on investors taking positions in food commodities seem unlikely to get majority support.
But another idea that may not get much traction in Paris is a plan for countries to hold, say, grain or rice stocks in reserve. An idea seen as a throwback to the days when countries and not farmers controlled their own food production.